Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to r/ProRevenge, where this roommate gets revenge on his horrible roommate by setting a number of strategical alarms throughout the morning, every single day, until his roommate got used to them, and therefore didn't wake up anymore. I secretly trained my roommate to not respond to his morning alarms. I was in college, a senior. My roommate was a sophomore, but it was his first time living in a dorm. He'd been a pretty lousy roommate, constantly left the room a mess, left his stuff on my side of the room and on my bed, stole my alcohol and used my stuff without permission, never cleaned up my dishes after he used them, and a bunch of other stuff. I confronted him about all these issues on several occasions, and got the resident advisor involved with the alcohol stealing issue, because at the time, he was under 21. Things still continued anyways. He asked me once if it was okay if his girl spent the night, which I said no. We were in the middle of a pandemic, plus that's especially weird if I was there. I also had to wake up every day at 8 for work, which he knew, and he would stay up until 2 a.m. playing video games some nights. Not to mention, he would set like 10 alarms in the morning with a bunch of different alarm tones. I hit a breaking point and decided to do something cruel. Every morning when I woke up, I'd observe his alarm pattern and how he'd respond. He had several alarms that he'd ignore, all with the same sound. He had a couple of half-hour alarms that had a unique sound, also ignored, and then the final alarm had its own sound too. All of them were default iPhone sounds. So his brain had been trained to this alarm pattern for a while, I'd assumed. So I started step one of the punishment. Set up a sequence of alarms on my phone, identical to his sequence, but an hour early. He responded to my alarms the exact same way he'd respond to his own. I kept this up for a week, and his brain was eventually retrained to sleep through double the amount of alarms as before. Then phase two kicked in. Random inconsistencies in my alarm pattern. Some days I'd play all the alarms, while other days I'd only play one that his brain was trained to ignore. That way, his brain expects to sleep through like 20 alarms and only ever hears 11. He slept through his alarm at least 4 times in 2 weeks. Eventually, he finally changed his alarm pattern so he'd only have one alarm, and he no longer had the energy to stay up until 2 a.m. Yeah, fair enough, OP. Doesn't sound like the best roommate to live with. I agree with everything you did. I think it was completely justified, and let's be honest, it was pretty freaking clever. I don't think I would have even thought of that idea in the first place, let alone have put it into place like you did. Brilliant stuff. However, one thing I've got to say, what's wrong with playing games at 2 a.m? Not that I'd ever do that, of course, but just wondering, just for like my mate who does that, you know, what's wrong with it? I'll let him know. Cheers. Now moving on to our second story of revenge. Now this one is an absolute cracker. Don't want to let me tinker? All right then, let's do business. My grandpa was a successful man, and in his mid-60s, he decided he wanted to take a step back, so he started selling off his businesses. He sold his various businesses and spent the next few years traveling. As he approached 70, he got bored, in addition to a few new grandchildren, so he needed a bigger house. He sold the home that he'd bought after he got back from Vietnam, and bought this massive house on this large piece of land. This property also came with a massive steel barn that looked like this. Now, for those of you listening on podcast platforms, it's pretty much a massive green barn. It looks very impressive, I'll be honest. I want one? I mean, yeah, I don't know what I'd do with it, but all right, it looks cool, right? Leave me alone. Anyway, not sure if he'd ever told anyone about his plans, but right after he got the property, he dumped a ton of money into tools and equipment, and converted his barn into a mechanic stream. Here are just some things that I remember it having. A professional lift, capable of lifting full-size trucks, those professional oil catchers you see at Quick Lubes, a dedicated air compressor system that was designed to power all his power tools, a tire machine to mount new tires, so much equipment in general, and his tool corner was a massive corner of this massive barn. His plan? To fix cars, especially for people in need. He lived in a rural community, if you didn't have a car, that was a big problem. So he let everyone know at his local church that he was willing to work on their cars if they provided the parts. He only took a few jobs a week. He was doing this to enjoy himself and help those that needed it. He'd, of course, change oil, change the transmission fluid, and all kinds of various repairs. My grandpa was a talented mechanic. However, he kept the amount of work limited. He was also selective. If you were in need, he'd want to fix your cars. If you had the means to pay, he'd decline and ask you to go elsewhere. What a selfless man. One day, the owner of the local car dealership came by and told my grandpa that he needed to stop fixing other people's cars because he wasn't properly licensed, didn't have the proper insurance, and was hurting his business. My grandpa explained that this is just his hobby. He only does a few cars a week. The owner told him he needs to cut it out or he's going to sue my grandpa out of business. My grandpa said he laughed over this. What business was this guy going to sue him out of? The owner walked out. A little while later, my grandpa got served. He was being sued by the owner of the car dealership. My grandpa thought he'd take a trip down to the dealership and try and reason with the man. He hoped he could come to an understanding. My grandpa spoke to the owner and basically explained. One, he only works on people's cars who are down on their luck. The fact is, the people's cars that he fixes probably couldn't afford to pay a professional dealership to fix their vehicle. Two, he only does a few cars a week. And three, he's not all that interested in getting into a fight over his hobby. But he's not gonna back down. Well, they ended up in court. By this point, my grandpa had hired a lawyer who was able to get the city to approve a commercial garage on his property. It helped that he lived on the outskirts of town and had 6 acres of property. The court told my grandpa his auto repair shop is operating illegally. If my grandpa wants to continue, he's going to need to get a business license, get the proper insurance, and if he does that, he'll be good to go. Now, what do you think a man who has nothing but time and money in this situation is going to do? He's going to get his business license and insurance, of course, which he did, and that surprised no one. But he went further. He got a dedicated phone line, ran into his shop, he hired a full-time mechanic, he put up a professional sign, and he set up a little waiting area with a water cooler. What shocked everyone even more was that he ran a local TV ad saying he was a pay-what-you-can mechanic shop, reservations only. And he even put ads in the local paper saying the same thing. Guys, this guy is an absolute legend. Yes, folks, that's right. My grandpa is not only a licensed legal auto repair business, he has a certified mechanic on his payroll and he's running ads. As for his prices, they were quite simple. You either bring the parts yourself and pay the mechanic whatever you wanted. The mechanic got a separate wage from my grandpa, so if you couldn't pay anything, that was fine. Or have my grandpa source the parts. He'd charge you at the parts and you'd pay the mechanic whatever you want. My grandpa started taking jobs. And boy, did that shop get busy. It was impossible to beat Grandpa's price because Grandpa was essentially paying to fix your car for you. He would spend his days with a mechanic that he'd hired working on cars. He loved it. The owner of the local car dealership was furious and sued my grandpa again. They went to court and the judge basically said that my grandpa owned a license, was insured, had an auto repair business. What he charged his customers for his services is completely up to him, even if that means doing the work for free. About a year or so later, my grandpa gets a call from a lawyer who says he's representing a potential buyer of the local car dealership. However, the buyer wants to speak to my grandpa first. My grandpa agreed, and he sat down with the new potential buyer who expressed his concerns about buying the dealership. Service is a major profit center for a dealership, and he's considering buying the local dealership. However, he doesn't want to do that if my grandpa is going to keep operating the way he is, because obviously it's impossible for a for-profit business to compete against someone selling their services for free. My grandpa agrees that there's no way someone looking to make a profitable business could ever compete against him. So they came to an agreement. The owner buys the dealership, and my grandpa would only work on a few cars a week, maybe 5 or 6, only work on people's cars who are down on their luck and probably too poor to be able to pay a professional dealership to fix their car anyway. Any parts he needs, he will buy from the dealership. and any work he declined, he'd refer to the dealership. The new owner of the dealership agreed to, dealership must agree to let my grandpa be and stay out of his way, and that the dealership must hire his mechanic. They shook hands. The local dealership was bought out, and for the next 9 years, my grandpa would fix people's cars who were down on their luck. If he had to buy parts, he'd buy from the dealership. And as for that mechanic my grandpa hired, he ended up becoming the service manager and did quite well for himself. As for my grandpa, when he was 80, he had a heart attack in his shop. Luckily, one of his grandkids was there and they got him to the hospital and he made a full recovery. But the doctor told him that his body just couldn't handle working in that garage anymore. He ended up shutting down after that. For the next 3 years, he looked out his kitchen window, staring at his shop, remembering all the fun he had in his garage. He passed away at 83, surrounded by friends and family.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most beautiful posts that I've read on Reddit in a very long time. It might actually be the most beautiful ever. That was just lovely. Everything about that was great. You know, the small man against the big corporate business. Yeah, it's not a big corporate business. And, you know, your grandpa's probably not a small man. But in this situation, he was happy. He was chilling, doing selfless work for no profit. In fact, losing a lot of money, I reckon, helping out people in the community. This annoying big business comes along, threatening him, stands up for himself. Good lad. Destroying them in the meantime. It really is brilliant. I've got to say, on the whole, he's just like an incredible man, really. Like, giving a mechanic a job, buying parts for people and only ever charging them if they can afford it themselves. Brilliant. Helping people out in general, just for no apparent gain other than him enjoying it. What a good lad. And I love the fact that he was just like, you know what? No, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it big. I'm running ads for this. I'm making a waiting room. Yeah? If we're going to do this, we're going to do it properly. And we're going to absolutely destroy these mugs. Because why are they getting involved in the first place? No need. I don't know why you'd see it as competition, really. He was only doing a few cars per week. You're a proper local dealership. You're going to be doing more than a few cars a week, I'd hope. That's just a little hobby for Grandpa, but hey, you went to him in the first place and you deserve this. Unlucky. Grandpa, you're a legend. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/ProRevenge. Really hope you enjoyed that. That last story in particular, brilliant. Just what a man. If you do want more content just like that, check out this video on screen. And if you are new to the channel, hit this button, subscribe, turn notifications on, and you'll be notified when I post the next video. See you all then.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.